Have you ever experienced that panic? The moment you suddenly realize that you've lost something valuable. The second you realize you've left your ring on the counter in a public restroom, or when you find a credit card missing from your purse or wallet. And as a parent, is there no greater panic than the moment you realize your child has slipped away in a crowd? The panic, too, your child feels when they realize that you aren't near. Both of you crying out each other's name, praying you are nearby. And then the ecstasy when you find what you thought was lost. In fact, ecstasy hardly begins to describe it, does it? Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 145 is ecstasy. After finding what you thought was lost, discovering what you thought was distant is in fact near. We will be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your meditation by softening your gaze and taking deep, slow breaths from your belly. As your eyes close, consent to surrender this time to the assurance of God's presence, the close proximity of the Holy Spirit, and the nearness of Christ. Start by listening and responding to this prayer of assurance from Psalm chapter 34. Just respond softly, Heavenly Father, you are near to me. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears toward their cry. Heavenly Father, you are near to me. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. Heavenly Father, you are near to me. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. Heavenly Father, you are near to me. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Heavenly Father, you are near to me. Continue to rest here in secret prayer before your Heavenly Father. Just spend a few moments praying in the assurance of God's nearness as the Holy Spirit transforms your heart to that of Christ. As you consider times that you thought you had lost something or felt lost yourself, do your thoughts scatter, become unsettled and restless? Well, imagine each thought you're having right now as a branch of a tree as you swing from thought branch to thought branch. Wherever you are at this moment is not unsettled, it's divine. It is holy because you chose to consent this time to be set apart with God. So intentionally note any fearful or confusing thoughts that may be disruptive right now, swinging thoughts. Don't fight them. Just let them come and simply note them for a moment as they swing by. Pause here and ponder any fearful distractions you may be experiencing. Don't dwell on them. Simply note them for now. No need to fear, for God is with you. Now, as you note each fear, surrender each to the Spirit of God and let them pass. Focusing on them gives them power, so give them no power. Scan your thoughts and emotions for any fear or frustration and let them pass by without effort to center on Christ and the assurance of His presence. Scan your body and your breathing for any anxiety and release what the Holy Spirit reveals. Release and refocus as you center on Christ. Your mind will surely wander as you center, and that's fine. Just let the awareness of your wandering and swinging thoughts be a reminder to return to the nearness of God. Perhaps whisper the word nearness as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred word nearness to help you return to the assurance of His presence, the close proximity of the Spirit, and the nearness of Christ. Whisper nearness as you wander. Now in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three readings. Don't study them too closely. Simply be aware of God's voice from His words. Words found in Psalm chapter 145, verse 18, from the New International Version. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. What did you hear? Where did you notice the Spirit of God centering you? Well, begin to silently meditate on that for a moment. After pausing, then, what if God still resonates in your mind? Once again, the Lord is near to all who call on Him. To all who call on Him in truth. Rest here longer as these words of assurance and hope permeate your mind. In this second divine reading, relate the passage to your sensations, your feelings and emotions. What feelings does the Holy Spirit stir within you through these words? Now from the New King James Version. The Lord is righteous in all of His ways, gracious in all of His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them. What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of His nearness. How does it feel to discover Him again? Finding what you thought was lost. Now in this third divine reading, simply let the hope-filled words resonate within you. No action or response required. Just a deep contemplative link beyond thoughts and words. As you listen now to a wider reading from the English Standard Version. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and kind in all of his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Continuing in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return to the emotion of a ring left on a counter, a missing credit card, child who isn't answering, or a God who seems distant and uncaring. Now, find the ring. Have the credit card returned. Hear the voice of the child. And now, turn to see the face of Christ. What does he see in your eyes when you find him? What do you see in his? How do you feel as his fingers wipe away a tear and his arms embrace you? Rest here with him, near, being known, being found. Stay as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Heavenly Father, you are near to me. So let that be the sacred word the Holy Spirit gives to help you return to the Lord throughout your day. Nearness. Hear this prayer of blessing now from his word. Remember, the Lord is righteous in all of his ways and gracious in all of his works. The Lord is near to you when you call upon him. He is near to you when you call upon him in truth. He will fulfill your desires when you fear him. He will hear your cry and save you. So now may you be filled with hope, assurance, and the discovery that comes from God. And may the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. You know, it's perfectly natural to face times of isolation and fear when earthly foundations wash away, when things you value become lost. But rejoice in those moments as reminders that God is always near and always able to save. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to help someone else feel the nearness of God. Who can you help be found today? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, keep your eyes open as what was distant becomes near, as what was lost becomes found, because it is then and there you will encounter the nearness of God.